Hey guys, welcome to The Seeking with me, Fabiola. Happy New Year 2024. It's been full of blessings with, how do I explain it? Blessings and trials, but above all else, it's been full of blessings. As you can tell, I sound sick. I am sick, and I think I just said to myself today, because I'm not working, I'm off sick. I said, you know what, I'm gonna record a podcast. The devil wants me to stop, be bedbound, feeling sick, feeling sorry for myself, but I said no, we'll rebuke that in Jesus' mighty name. So here I am recording, and today's episode is gonna be worry for nothing. I think whilst I've been sick, my mind's been non-stop thinking. I think I'm original. I am an overthinker. Very analytical. What's my next step? What do I want to do? What do I want to achieve? What's the next plan? And I think even my friends have been saying maybe your body needs rest, which is true because I just got back from holiday. My mind's just been on one, and I felt prompt to talk about worrying and you know why worry, you know. And we all experience worry at some point in our lives, don't we? An unexpected bill comes through the door that we haven't budgeted for, and we worry about how we're going to pay it. A loved one arrives home 30 minutes after they say they would, and we have spent the whole time worrying, like, where are they? Why are they not home yet? We all have these times where we feel out of control and unable to balance all of the plates spinning on our lives. An example is this year, I had a tax bill to pay, and I already paid like a huge amount last year in January, at the start of 2023 in January, and I was like, okay, when I saw this bill coming up to be paid January 2024, I was like, wow, it was a large amount. And I thought, okay, you know, not expected, but sometimes that's what the enemy does. It throws like a stone at you, and you know, are we going to be shaken, or we're going to, you know, be still and focus on God? So we turn to worry, trying to figure out how can we resolve a certain matter or problem, sometimes without going to the source first. And there is nothing wrong with caring. We have all things that we care about, and that is good. But when caring becomes worrying, it robs us of our joy and it impacts our energy. And you know, when your mind is just worrying constantly, you kind of attract more problems. Me and my best friend Oliver, we call it the domino effect. So after one thing comes, another thing happens, and another thing happens, and you're like, wow, I can't catch a break. But instead of worrying, and instead of thinking about the problem itself, why don't we shift that and to focus on God? And I want to focus on Matthew verse 6, chapter 25 to 34. And Matthew starts off by acknowledging the things that we all need: food, drinks and clothes. We know it. Matthew knows it, and God knows it. We can rest assured that God is aware of what we require to live well and has plans to provide them. Matthew goes to illustrate this by pointing out that even when the birds of the air go day to day, trusting the provision of the Father, they do not fly around worrying about the next meal or where they will build the nest. It is all richly provided for them by God in nature. And I'm saying to you, like, the birds are not out there like worrying, like, oh my God, you know, when it's windy, when there's a storm during winter season, when it's like minus, here in the UK, we had like minus 60 last week, which, I've been in the UK for 16 years. I've never seen anything like this. But they're not out there worrying. You know, what can we achieve? We can never achieve anything by worry. It simply drains the joy that we have. By worrying about tomorrow, it takes today's happiness away. And Matthew also adds that the flowers in the field are better dressed than we could ever hope to be, even though they are discarded after the day is done. How incredibly valuable are we to God compared to them? Remember that when you are worrying, He loves and cares about what you need. He even cares about what you want. God knows the desire of our hearts as well as our needs. So today, friends and brothers and sisters, how will we stand out to a world that is lost and searching if we live our lives worrying about the same things as those who don't yet know God? We may resist worry and fight for peace. So look to God's business rather than your own. He will look after the rest. Live in accordance with his way, and he will provide you with all of your needs. Don't worry about the future. God knows the plans he has for us. And I'm just talking about God has the plan for us. God already knew that in my life that bill was gonna come, you know. He already knew, and he just wanted me to, you know, perhaps come to him and, you know, pray more and give my life to him a bit more. Because sometimes when God has given us everything we want, you know, that relationship, the perfect job that we ever dreamed for, the career change, the you know, all the friends that we could possibly imagine. Maybe you're going viral on TikTok and you're like, yay, I'm going viral on TikTok. And then you forget him, you know? You forget about God. And that's when God will be like, no, I'm going to remove those distractions and I'm going to make you focus on me. And I hear you saying, how can we beat worry? Jesus did not leave us alone in our worry. He knew that we would face it and has given us a process to follow. When it arrives in our lives, we're not left helpless. The Bible holds great wisdom for times of worry. I want to talk about Philippians 4, chapter verse 6 to 7. How wonderful. We literally have a formula for worry. So write it down. It says, worry plus prayer equals needs and thanksgiving. And thanksgiving and needs equals peace. One of my goals that I set out this year is just to have a more grateful heart. Grateful for the roof I have over my head. Grateful for the people around me. Grateful for the blessings that are coming. Grateful for the trials and turbulence, because they shape me. They prune me into the woman that I am becoming. I wouldn't be here recording a podcast after episode if I couldn't relate back to an experience where God has blessed me. God has been a miracle work in my life, you know. Sometimes I cry and sometimes I'm like, oh, you know, when it comes to man and it's repeating the same toxic cycle. Now I look back and said, instead of reacting with anger, I actually say, what lesson does God want me to learn here? What lesson, what is this teaching me? What's the purpose behind this breakup? Or what's the purpose behind this trial? What is the purpose behind it? And ask yourself that. What is the purpose? Don't dwell in the heartache. Don't dwell in the rejection. Focus on him. Then it says, when the bill comes, pray. When the heartbreak comes, pray. When the rejection comes, pray. When your child has their first day at nursery, pray. And thank God for the gift of a child and the provision of nursery care. Pray. And then once you have prayed and thanked and submitted your needs, allow peace that only God can provide to wash over you. It may not come immediately, because as Christian, we want everything now. Where is it, God? Why is it taking so long? We want everything now. But remember, and I've said it episode after episode after episode, and I'll say it, it's not when we want it, because we're not in power. I think when you let go of wanting to control your own life and you let God step in and step through and change your life and restore your soul and change your mindset and work within you, that's when your life will change. And it can be tempting when we're worried to reach for the phone or share our worries. One thing about me is I overshare. And I put my hands up. There was a situation where I overshared and it didn't go right. You know, and I looked in the mirror and I reflected and I said, yeah, I put my hands up. But instead of oversharing, what I learned from that is that I go to God and I overshare with God. Because then no one else can come to me and say, oh, you know, oversharing, or, you know, just go to God. And half of the time people... you could be saying, oh, sister, I'm saying this to you. I'm going through this. And then you go to the next person. Oh, sister, brother, I'm going through this. Is this bill come? People are not going to feel sorry for you. Sometimes the people that you think are your closest friends are actually the jealous people in your life. So go to God instead of, you know, opening your mouth and sharing it with the world. Because the world, at the end of the day, they don't want to hear it. They're probably laughing behind your back that you got that bill to pay or that relationship didn't work. Go to God. He won't let you down. People will let you down. People will let you down. People will plot against you. When you no longer give them something that they need, they will vanish. So yeah. So don't allow the enemy to rob you of the joy that today holds. Take your care to Jesus and allow him to fill you with peace. Keep going until it becomes familiar. Try another thing that I'm going to be doing this year is I want to memorize scriptures, because if I'm going for a season, then I can say, you know, the Lord is my shepherd. He will not allow anything to dictate my life, you know. Knowing the scriptures by heart will save you from a lot of worry and a lot of obstacles. And lastly, living a worry-free life. We've discovered together that worrying is not God's best for us. We've also established that the worry is prayer, which produces peace. You know, we've established that by worrying, it's not going to bring us joy, but by praying will bring us, it will produce peace. But how can we stop worrying in its tracks before it grabs hold of us? I believe the answer is to cultivate a life of peace. In Romans 12:18, it says, do all that you can to live in peace with everyone. Everyone. This includes with ourselves. We can be the biggest enemies. We can badmouth ourselves. You know, when you look in the mirror, are you really loving yourself? Or are you saying, oh my God, today I got a spot, or I got a pimple, or I look fat, or, you know, I'm just not good enough for that person, that's why they left. No. Sometimes we are at war with ourselves. It's a battle within ourselves. You know? I'm a big worrier about looks and everything. I think because that's been rooted since I was little. I was a beauty pageant and a ballerina, and I did modeling shoots and everything. So beauty, it was since little, that's been printed in my soul, and looks for me is a big thing, you know, which shouldn't be. So I care a lot about how I look. Even now I'm 29 and pretty sure I got body dysmorphia because of childhood traumas, which I'm dealing with, because I'm putting my hands up and I'm going back to counselling to, you know, dig deep at those issues. But I'm doing the work, you know. I'm not allowing this battle, my experience, to dictate the woman that I'm becoming. But if we have grafted a life of peace, we stand a far better chance of living free from worry. And wisdom plays a big part of living at peace. Rather than spending endlessly save, then you will have peace in your finances. Rather than arriving 10 minutes late every day to work, show up 10 minutes early. Then you will have peace that you're building a good reputation in your workplace. Rather than dragging yourself out of bed at the last minute, get up early and spend time with God at the start of your day. Then you will have peace knowing that you have set yourself up to win that day. Wise actions such as these examples can be applied to all areas of our lives. The good news about God's peace, my friends and brothers and sisters, that it cannot be disturbed. It is a gift given by the ultimate gift giver. And the last scriptures I want to read to you is John 14:27, and it says, I am leaving you with a gift, peace of mind and heart. And the peace I give you is a gift the world cannot give you. So don't be troubled or afraid. And I'll read that again. I am leaving you with a gift, peace of mind and heart. And the peace I give you is a gift the world cannot give you. If you're searching for peace from this world, from material things, from a Gucci bag, or, you know, the joy that that will bring you, you will never be happy, because peace and joy comes from God. So let me pray for you guys. Heavenly Father, I want to pray for all the listeners that are listening to this podcast. And I want you to step into the life, step into the soul, and allow them to have some peace. If there is someone battling with thoughts and worries, that they may feel your peace after listening to this podcast. That you will touch them, Lord, and you will step through, and they will feel your presence, and they will be there. They will know that they can turn to you instead of running away. They will turn to you instead of going to the next person and the next person and the next person, playing the victim. They will come to you with your worries. They shall repent, and you shall heal them, and you shall transform their life, and you shall protect them from their enemies and those that do not want the best for them. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. So guys, thank you. I'm sorry if my voice is a little bit, you know, not the same. I just want to ask for prayers, because obviously I'm sick. I've been sick for a week and a half now. I think it's a cold going around. It's a bit similar like COVID, but it's not COVID. But you know what? I'm glad that I came and I recorded, because I know it will help someone. So thank you so much. Thank you for all the people that listen. Thank you for sharing, liking, following me. I appreciate it from the bottom of my heart. May God bless you, grant you all the happiness. It's spring around the corner for us here in the UK, and spring brings me joy, just because, you know, it's summer, it's coming, it's around the corner, it's new beginnings, and it's a new year. So start the year right, seek the kingdom of God. And I promise you, you will never worry about tomorrow. So take care. God bless you all. Thank you for everything that you guys do. And yeah, I'll be back next month with another episode. Hopefully I'll have some guests. So take care, all of you, and God bless you all. Thank you.